He is marvelous, isn't he? He is wonderful, isn't he? Somebody asked me with all sincerity one day what I really thought we were going to do in heaven. And I've heard people talking about doing anything you want, going fishing. I don't think you'll want to go fishing. I love to fish, but I don't think you'll want to go fishing. I don't think you'll want to ride motorcycles. Or, ladies, I don't think you'll want to go shopping because he's there. I think you'll just want to be where he is, worshiping at his feet. Amen? You say that'd get old after a while. Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. Amen? Be honest with you, it don't get old to me down here, and I never have saw him. I can't imagine how it'll be when I finally lay my eyes on him. Amen? Hallelujah. Take your Bible to Matthew chapter number 25 tonight. And I know it's going to sound like I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to our Wednesday night crowd, the crowd that you can always depend on and count on. But the Lord put this on my heart today, and I had worked on it a while back. And the Lord brought it to my memory, and I thought, well, I don't really want to preach that to the Wednesday night group. And I began to pray about it, and the Lord began to give me a few other things. And I'm just going to give you what God's laid on my heart tonight. And I'm going to preach it to you tonight on the thought or the subject of faithfulness. Faithfulness. I wonder if we realized how great God counts faithfulness. How important faithfulness is to God. We preachers, we think the greatest thing you can do is preach a great sermon. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think the greatest thing you can do is just be faithful to God. Amen. You may think getting 75 or 80 on your bus route, that'd be the greatest thing you can do for God. No, it's not. I believe being faithful is the greatest thing you can do for God. The Bible said, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Faithful. Moreover. What do you mean, moreover? More important than anything else, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You know how I want to be found when Jesus comes? Faithful. Amen. Faithful. I've used the story, old Brother Clarence Harris. I know Brother Charles knew him. I grew up in church with Brother Clarence. He was one of the preachers there at White Oak. But for years, he pastored the Pumpkin Vine Baptist Church. And, buddy, he is just a salty old preacher and a blessing. And when I first got saved, he was in his 80s, and Brother Earl would have him preach every now and then. You remember him, Brother Todd? Meemaw does. Just a sweet old man. He was in the first graduating class of Tennessee Temple University under Lee Robertson. And boy, he is 80-something years old, and he'd kick his feet outside the pulpit like that while he was preaching. And he always said this. He always said this. Every time you ever heard him preach, he would say, people often ask me, Brother Clarence, how do you want to die? He said, I want to die in the pulpit. And one night in his late 80s, preaching at the Second Baptist Church over in Dallas, he had preached the whole sermon and got down to the invitation. He said, sir, you better make sure because you never know. And he snapped his fingers. When he did, he fell forward, dead as a hammer. Amen. Brother, that's how I'd like to go. How about you? Amen. I've always said that. I'd either like to be preaching when I die, or I'd like to be doing a graveside, or when the rapture takes place, I'd like to be doing a graveside service. Amen. That'd be pretty cool. You see that thing come up out of the ground, say, whoop, I'm next. Amen. But anyway, God counts faithfulness very, very important in our lives. Look at Matthew chapter 25, and I'm not going to read the whole story, but I want to look at verse number 21. If you know the story, this is the parable where the Lord, or the master of the house, is going on a trip, and he gives his servants some money to take care of while they're gone. You remember some of them went out and increased the money. One hid some money in a napkin and didn't do nothing with it. So the Lord has come home, and in verse 21, the Lord said to said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Now this is the servant that went out and doubled what God had, or what the Lord had gave him. He had he also that had received two talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents beside them.
His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And in the course of three verses, the Lord uses the exact same verbiage or makes the same statement twice within three verses. Amen. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. When God says something twice like that back to back, we better pay attention. Amen. When God inserts something like that in His Word, or when you catch that little phrase, verily, verily, that means, brother, you ought to listen up now, because God's about to tell you something that means something to Him. Amen. And when God repeats Himself twice like that in the Scripture, this means something to God. In this story, this is a picture of how the Lord deals with and works with His church. That's what He's doing to them. He's giving them a parable. He said, the kingdom of heaven is like this. That's what He said. That's what a parable is. He said, it's like that. Yes. Now, that's how the Lord taught His disciples. Brother Eric was telling me that Brother Shemesh over in Thailand, he's got these Thai people that he's led to the Lord, and he takes them everywhere he goes. He said, in the whole day, the whole trip, the whole journey is a continual Bible lesson. He said, everything they see, he'll point it out, and he said, you see that? He said, that's like the Lord said about such and such and so and so. But He's just using visual things that they can see and comprehend to show them what God is saying. And that's what the Lord is doing here. He's saying, this is what heaven's like, and this is how it's going to be when I come back. Amen. Amen. But I want us to look at this thing of faithfulness tonight. When I say the word faithfulness, the first thing that comes to your mind is your church attendance. Am I right? When we talk about faithfulness, that's the first thing we think about. Have you been faithful? Oh, yeah, I was here Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. I showed up for visitation. I did this. I did that. Hey, you can be at every service and be a slothful servant. You can be at every service and still be unfaithful. Amen. If you're married and you're having an affair, you're still a husband, but you're not a good one. Amen. You're still married, but you're not faithful. Do you know, I think the Lord wants us to be faithful in every area of our lives. Amen. I think God expects it of you as a Christian husband. He don't expect it out of sinners, but He expects it out of you to be faithful to your wife. Amen. Is that reasonable enough? Amen. When we come before the preacher and before God and joined our hands and made those promises, amen. So long as you both shall live. Amen. There's a lot of liars out there, ain't there? Yeah. Amen. Amen. I ain't the best husband in the world. I'm a whole lot better now than what I used to be. But I've been faithful to my wife. Amen. 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 We ought to be faithful to our spouse. Ladies, same goes for you. You ought to be faithful to your husband. Amen. If I ain't careful, I get off running a rabbit. Shame on you if you dress up better for your boss at work than you do your husband at home. Yeah. Smile. Goes right there. Amen. You ought to be faithful to your spouse. You know what? You know what it takes to stay faithful? It takes discipline. And it takes work. Your level of faithfulness in every area of your life paints a picture of your character. It paints a beautiful picture of your character. You don't have to tell me what you are. All I got to do is watch you, and I can tell you what you are. Amen. We okay tonight? All I got to do is be around you for a while, and I can tell you what you are. Somebody said, well, we messed up, and the husband cheated on the wife, or the wife cheated on the husband because we got so stressed out, and we got pulled in so many different directions. No, you cheated on your spouse because you have no character. I got caught in a bad situation. So did Joseph. That woman done laid hands on him, son. He come out of his coat and hit the road. Yes, sir. Hey, don't tell me, well, so-and-so just kept kind of coming on to me and things just started. There's a spark and things. It just happened. I didn't mean to. Yes, you did. Yeah. Amen. The problem is not a loose woman at work. The problem is your character. Yeah. And vice versa. Same goes for the ladies. Yeah. Amen. You ought to be faithful to your spouse. Yeah. Amen. Every one of us, we ought to be faithful, and we ought to work on that. We ought to set that as a high regard.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I travel an awful lot. And I meet, and I'm trying to say this in the right way, I meet a lot of women.
Amen.
Is it okay to say? I mean, I do. I ain't no telling how many women I shake hands with in a week's time. I have to set a guard on my life.
Yes, sir.
Some of y'all looking queasy. I'm in churches just like ours continually. So I have to set some boundaries for my life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, Brother Eddie, could I have your email address? Sorry. Oh, you don't have one? Yeah, but I don't use it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I think my little wife would feel if she pulled up my computer and there I've got emails from women.
Yeah.
Y'all okay? And y'all ladies know, a few of you have, but y'all know how I am about giving ladies. I don't even give ladies my cell phone number.
Yeah.
You say, oh, you're just being ridiculous. No, I'm being careful.
Yes,
amen. Amen. I'm protecting my faithfulness.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Amen. That's why in the front of my Bible is a picture of my family. And everywhere I go, people that don't even know my wife, when they meet her, they go, oh, we've heard all about you. I make a big deal when I get in that pulpit, especially if I've never been there before. I make a big deal about my wife and my family.
Amen.
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 Yes, sir.
I tell them everywhere I go, I'm married to the hottest woman in the state of Georgia. I want them to get the hint that they ain't got a chance. Amen. Amen. We'll be faithful to our spouse.
Amen.
Amen. You ought to be faithful on your job.
Yes,
is it okay right there?
Yes.
Yeah, you ever heard the phrase, you just can't find good help these days?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
You say, well, I can't find a job. Employers can't find decent help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. People are robbing them blind. A good friend of ours owns a plumbing company. I've worked with him years ago and worked with him a long time. And he was having some financial difficulties in his business. So he called Pop, Brother Wayne. And he called Pop and said, would you come over here and run my shop for a while and tell me what's going on? Pop worked there a week. He called him to the side and he said, you don't know what's going on? He said, yeah. He said, these boys are robbing you blind. He said, they're pulling these trucks here in the evening and they're loading up. And they're going out and putting the plumbing in houses, but it ain't for you.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, well, who's doing it? He said, one of them's your brother. Amen.
Yeah.
We ought to be faithful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
They didn't have to hire you.
Right.
If you ain't nothing but a patty flipper at McDonald's, you ought to be a faithful one.
Yeah.
Amen. If you're just a garbage collector, you ought to be a faithful one.
Yeah.
Whatever it is you do, hey, I have a hard time. I am not a morning person. I'm just not. I can hang with you till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But 5, whew, that's rough on me. But we ought to be faithful to be on time.
Amen.
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 We all right? I'm talking about faithfulness tonight. Yeah, we ought to be faithful. Listen, as church members, we ought to be faithful to one another.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, if I get up with a group of my buddies, or me and Brother Freddie and Brother Charles get together and we have a roast Robbie session, we're being unfaithful to Robbie.
Amen.
As Christian brothers.
Amen.
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 If I put something about Brother Allen Parker on my Facebook, which I don't have, I'm being unfaithful to him.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
If somebody falls into sin, and it's true every last bit of it, but I help spread that thing around, I'm being unfaithful.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We ought to be faithful to each other.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I've said this for years. My heart's desire is, and this ain't really preachy tonight, but I want us to grow old together. But for us to grow old together, it's just like a marriage. We got to be faithful to one another.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be faithful to you, and I want you to be faithful to me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. If you get out somewhere and somebody's talking about me, I want you to stick up for me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Was that Brother Danny? Was that net you a few weeks ago? Somebody, who was that telling me? Somebody called somebody down in a hurry. Because, yeah, it worked. Yeah, it was you. Thank you, brother. Because you know what happened? If I get out somewhere, and it's happened before, I got one individual I'm thinking about specifically. Somebody asked me, and I know this person very well. They said, is so-and-so coming to your church? I said, yeah. Well, let me tell you exactly what she is. I said, no, let's not. Amen. She said, well, you're her pastor. You need to know. I said, no, I don't. Amen. I said, she's got a past. I got a past. And you know what? I bet you do too. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try to be her pastor. I'm going to try to love her. I'm going to try to feed her from the Word of God. I want to try to help her to grow. I don't need her history. Amen. And she sat there for a minute, and you know what she said? You're exactly right. Please forgive me. Amen. Amen. I was trying to be faithful to that church member. I've been guilty of being unfaithful to you. And you have to each other. Y'all all right? We ought to be faithful to our spouse. We ought to be faithful to our families. We ought to be faithful. Man, do you know how many times I go in a funeral home and the family schedules what time which group comes? We've seen it, haven't we, Brother Charles? Family that can't even be in a funeral home together at the same time because they hate one another's guts. And claim to be Christians. I bet their church is just like they are. Amen. Shame on us. Shame on us. I've got family members that have made some huge mistakes. Huge mistakes. Some of them were members of this church. I'm talking about adultery and affairs and divorce, and I'm talking about a flat-footed mess. You say, how do you respond when you see them? Same way I did before they messed up.
Amen. Yes.
They know what I think. Without even having to ask.
Yes, sir.
They know I disapprove without me having to ram it down their throat.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
That's
my family, friend.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I ain't going to kick them, and you ain't neither.
Right.
We all right? I want to be able to walk in that funeral home, put my arm around and say, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Let's weep together. We ought to be faithful to our families.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to die and not be right with somebody.
Amen.
We ought to be faithful to our job. We ought to be faithful to our church. Amen. This is your church. You joined it. Amen. We ought to be faithful to this thing. Yeah. Even when things are tough. Even when there's battles going on,
amen,
we ought to be faithful. I want to show you three things out of this story tonight, and I'll be pretty quick, I think, that I hope will be helpful to you. I want you to look at the review of faithfulness. The review of faithfulness. This fellow went out of town and he left some money with his servants. And when he come back, there was a review. Are you listening to me? He reviewed their stewardship of the money that he had given them.
Amen.
Amen. He came back and he said, hey, before I left, I gave you $5. Before I left, I gave you $10. Before I left, I gave you $2. Where is it at and what have you done with it?
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? There is a review of the faithfulness.
Yes. Yes,
did you know that's what the judgment seat of Christ is going to be?
Yes,
it's going to be, that's what he's trying to paint for us right here is the judgment seat of Christ. There will be a review of our faithfulness. He's going to say, Eddie, 26, 25 years ago, I gave you eternal life. 25 years ago, I gave you my spirit and indwelt him within your body. 25 years ago, Eddie, I gave you power over sin. What have you done with it? Let's see. Bring it out here and let's see. Well, Lord, I joined the church and was baptized. Mm-hmm, good. I went Sunday morning, Sunday school, went to church, went back Sunday night, went on Wednesday night. Okay. What else? Well, that's it. Oh, you hid it in a napkin. You hid it in a napkin. That napkin being the church. You didn't really do anything with what I gave you. You still got it. You didn't squander it. You didn't lose it. You still had it, but you didn't do anything. You didn't invest it anywhere.
Yeah. Yes, amen.
Amen. There's going to be an inspection.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm going to be reviewed on how faithful I was to be a father to my children.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. I found out I do just about as much stuff for them now that they're married as I did when they were kids.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. They need daddy. Daddy's going to be there.
Amen.
I'm going to be faithful to my children. I'm going to be faithful to my wife. And I believe I will answer for it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
There's going to be a review, an inspection.
Yes.
When we stand before Christ, it's all going to be pulled out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Here's what I started with, Lord. Here's what it is now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Here's where I started. I started with trying to read a few verses at a time. And trying to just kind of digest them. You gave me a Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
He left that with us. That's the greatest possession he left us was his word.
Amen.
His word and his spirit.
Yeah.
And you can't have one without the other.
Amen.
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 He said, I left you my word, Eddie. What'd you do with it? Well, I took it with me every time I went to church. When the preacher said I'm going to be preaching from Nehemiah, I went to the index and found out what page that was on. He said, I left you something that valuable and you put it in a napkin.
Yeah.
You didn't do anything with it.
Yes.
Are we all right?
Amen.
There's going to be a review of our faithfulness. We ought to be faithful to this book.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. At least as faithful as we are to the television.
Yeah.
Come on right there. If the average Christian read their Bible as much as they watch TV... Brother, I got four pointing back here, brother. You know what I'm saying? Three. I'm sorry. Do you know how fast you'd read your Bible through? The average man comes home from work, sets his rear end down on the couch, and that's where he stays till he goes to bed. So let's figure you get home at 6 o'clock. I'm just figuring here.
Yeah.
You get home at 6 o'clock, and you watch TV, say, till 10:30, 11. 3-4 hours. Wonder how long it's been since we spent 3 or 4 hours.
Amen.
Ow. Well, I left it to you. What'd you do with it?
Amen.
Did you memorize any of it? Did you share it with anybody?
Amen. Amen.
Huh? You got that new car and you told everybody about it.
Yeah, come on, please, brother.
Your husband got you that new ring for your anniversary and you showed it to everybody you know.
Yeah.
I left you something money can't buy.
Amen.
And you didn't show it to anybody?
Yeah,
wow. I wonder if any of you tried that little deal Brother Ken Dean was talking about Sunday nights, texting people scriptures. After I said that about him, sending me that picture of the dead cat on the side of the road, he's been sending me 3 or 4 of them a day of scriptures, amen. I texted him back and I said, well, maybe you are spiritual, amen. Woo,
amen.
I gave you all this. Have you shared it with anybody? There's going to be a review.
Yes, sir.
And I've got a feeling it's not that far away. Amen. And I think you ought to be at church every time you can. I do. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that you got to go to church on Wednesday night. It don't say that. It don't say you have to have Sunday school either. It don't say you got to have a toilet and running water in your house, but you got it, ain't you?
Amen.
It don't mean it's a bad thing.
Amen.
I just think when we gather, if we can be here, we ought to. Amen. But I think that's going to be way down on the list.
Yes. Yes.
I think your faithfulness to your spouse is going to override your faithfulness to church attendance.
Probably.
Boy, it got quiet there. Your faithfulness to that book is going to override.
Amen.
By the way, if you're faithful to this book,
you'll
probably be faithful everywhere else.
Yes.
If you're faithful here first, you'll be faithful everywhere else.
Amen.
We won't have to beg you to tithe. You'll be glad to give it.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, yeah. We won't have to prod you to pray because this book will lead you to it. We won't have to beat you over the head to live right because this book will clean you up.
Amen.
Amen. We all right? There's going to be a review of our faithfulness, I do believe.
Yes.
And then there's going to be a revealing of our faithfulness. A revealing of our faithfulness.
Yeah.
He said to his servant, thou hast been faithful over a... Anybody know what that next word is? A few things. Huh. Faithfulness was demonstrated by how these men handled a few things. Few things here means small significance. The little things. The little things. Did you know in a marriage it's the little things that count? When something major happens, buddy, you'll pull together and you'll make it work and you'll dig and scratch and scrape. You'll do whatever it takes. But it's the little things that get neglected, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
He said, you've been faithful over a few things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many.
Yeah.
Wow. Somebody said, oh, I want this job in the church. God says, you ain't done the one I gave you yet.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Nick, where'd he go? He's in the... Don't you be talking while I'm preaching, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's her. Okay. Blame it on the woman. Just like Adam. Amen. Brother Nick was telling me before church, he said, I got offered a management position. He works at Walmart. He's the guy that stands at the door and says, welcome to Walmart. They offered him a management position at another store. And then the store that he works at, am I telling this right? Then the store that he works at said, oh, no, no, we'll offer you a management position and give you more money. That's probably a pretty good sign of a good employee if you've got two of them fighting over you.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, go back to that other Nick and say, hey, they said they'd give me this much. Get you a little auction going there. Hey, sold. Amen. Get you a car out of it, and a gas card if you can. Amen. Amen. But they're not going to offer him a management position. What do you call a position you have now? Doofus. Amen. Box boy, yeah, whatever, stock boy,
greeter.
If he don't show up half the time, they're not going to make him a manager. If he don't hustle and get his job done, they're not going to make him a manager. If he's always out back smoking, they ain't going to make him a manager.
Amen.
Of course, I think that's a qualification for a manager at most places, ain't it? That's usually where the manager's at, amen. Come on, talk to me. He said, hey, you've been faithful over a few things, and because you've been faithful over a few, looky here.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you a ruler over many. In other words, he says, I tried you out to see what I could trust you with.
Amen.
And because of that, I'm going to give you more.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Because of that, I'm going to give you more. You were faithful here in an insignificant job, taking out the trash. Cleaning the bathrooms. Making copies of a... Where'd Brother Danny go? Making copies of a prayer sheet.
Yeah.
Taking up an offering. Getting the preacher a bottle of water.
Yeah.
He said, brother, that's good. I'm going to jack you up a notch or two.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wow. A lot of times as a pastor, I've seen this over the years, you put somebody into some sort of position and somebody else gets mad. Somebody said, preacher, why don't you vote on when you... the church is supposed to vote on who's supposed to do what. Who told you that? That's the stupidest thing I ever heard of. We got to vote on who our deacons are going to be. They're here to help me. You know what I've noticed? And I preach all over the country. You know what I've noticed? Most deacons in Baptist churches are the richest men there.
Yeah.
They only made them deacons because they got money.
That's right. Yeah.
They never witness.
That's right.
They never make hospital visits.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be my deacon.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He said, hey, I made you. I gave you some little things. He said, you were faithful over a few. He said, I'm going to make you ruler over many. You want God to do more with your life? Do something with what he's already given you.
Yes, sir.
But preacher, I'm a member at the church and I don't really do nothing. Find something.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Find something. Get busy. Some of you women, the last thing in the world you'd do is sign up for that nursery sheet. Boy, it got quiet there. You won't rock a crying baby and you want God to give you a bus ride? Wow. You turn your nose up when that offering plate comes around and you want God to give you a Sunday school class? You won't read your Bible, but you want God to do something great with your life? You can forget it, friend.
That's right.
You can forget it. I remember as a young preacher, Brother Earl didn't give me a whole lot of advice. His advice to me, and that's where this little phrase comes from. When I was called to preach, I asked Brother Earl, what should I do? He said, just let her rip, Tater Chip. That's what I've been doing all these years. There wasn't never a lot of teaching and training, that kind of thing. But when the Lord called me to preach, I noticed all these other preacher boys around. We had a church full of preachers like we do. They all had business cards. And they'd slip out on Sunday nights, and they'd slip out on Wednesday night, and they'd visit other churches and give the pastor their card, trying to get an appointment. Yep. I asked Brother Earl, I said, I'd only one really go visiting with him on Thursday night. I said, Brother Earl, you think I ought to get some of them cards made? He said, foot no. He said, you want God to use you? I said, yes, sir. He said, you be faithful where you're at.
Amen.
Before I knew it, I was preaching more than all them boys them cards.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God said, you be faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many.
That's right.
I'll increase you. Our problem is we're trying to increase ourselves.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
And when we increase ourselves, we're just setting self up for a big fall.
Amen.
How are we doing in the small matters?
Amen.
Did you know that's probably the areas I neglect more than any? Standing in this pulpit three times a week, that's the least part of pastoring. There's more to it than that. This is the easy part. Amen. It's just those little things. Just like checking on folks. How are you? Oh, we're doing great. No, I mean really, how are you? How are you doing? Little things. We need to be faithful in those things. Amen. Why ain't our church growing? Maybe we're not being faithful in the little things. Why ain't we tore that wall down and built that addition Brother Freddie's got drawn? Maybe God's waiting on us to get faithful in a few things.
Yes, sir.
Maybe God's waiting to see us get busy with what we got.
Amen.
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 And then God will say, hey, you've been faithful over a few. I'll make you ruler over many. I'll increase you. I'll double you. Amen.
Amen.
There's going to be a review of our faithfulness. There's going to be a revealing of our faithfulness. Now, I like this. There's going to be a reward for our faithfulness. There's going to be a reward for our faithfulness. You can count on it. Do you know that's what the judgment seat of Christ is all about? He said some are going to gain rewards, some are going to lose them. Now, wait a minute. How do you lose something you ain't got? Sounds to me like they're already prepared.
Yeah.
And the Lord's going to say, see what you could have?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, well, the pastor never tells me he appreciates me. It'll be worth it all.
Yes,
amen. It'll be worth it. Hey, some of you do things around here that I don't even know you do, but God's keeping score, not me. Amen. God's keeping score, not me. You say, well, you make a big deal over the bus workers and give bus awards and all that. That's just to keep our bus workers excited. Hey, whatever it is you do, just keep doing it, man. Don't let up. Hang in there like a hare in a biscuit. Don't quit. Because you're not doing it for Brother Eddie. Amen. You're not doing it for Brother Freddie or for Brother Charles. You're doing it for God Almighty. Amen. If I reward you, I wish I had a bus award up here. But it's just a piece of paper.
That's right.
if you took it down to the pawn shop, reckon what they'd give you for it?
Look, I got this bus award because I had so many on my bus. Can you loan me some money on that? They'd look at you like you was out of your stinking mind. I got a degree hanging on my, y'all don't tell nobody. I got a degree hanging on the wall in my office at home. You know what good that thing is? Piece of paper. All it says, all it shows, and it's there to prove that I have completed a course of study. It ain't the paper hanging on the wall that's worth anything. It's what I do with the knowledge I gain from the study. Amen? You ever go to the dentist and you see all of them's got them big degrees? They show them degrees off. And then they start working in your mouth and you're thinking, dear God, how did you get that degree? Amen. But there's going to be a reward. Hallelujah. For my faithfulness. God's going to play that thing back and say, okay, you did good with this, son. You did good with your marriage. Here's your crown. You did good with your church attendance. You did good with your witness. You did good with the Word of God. Here's a crown for this and a crown for that and a crown. One time, I think there's 7 crowns, isn't there, Brother Freddie? Huh? 5. Well, I preached on them one time. I can't remember how many they are. Anyway, he's going to give these different crowns, and those crowns are going to be given according to our faithfulness in that area.
Amen.
Amen. A soul winner's crown.
Yes.
A crown of righteousness.
Yes.
Ooh, I wonder how many of us will get one of those. Paul said there's one laid up for him. He knew, you know what? I think he knew he had earned it. Amen. He said, henceforth, they's laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
Amen.
Wow. How about that? Well, it got quiet again. Ooh. I don't know if I'll get one of them or not. Think about it seriously. But, buddy, the reward's going to be great. The reward. That old song that says, it will be worth it all.
Amen.
Do you know what? It really will.
It
really, really will. Because what's going to make those rewards so great is when we get to go and lay them at His feet.
Amen.
You know what that's signifying? Lord, I didn't do it for this. I did it for this.
Amen, brother.
Amen. I used an illustration one time in the old building. Brother Charles might remember. I had our teenagers lined up down the aisle, the center aisle there at church, and I gave every one of them some song books. Some of them had 4, some of them had 5, some of them had 2, some of them had 1. And the poor little kid in the end, he didn't have no song book. And it was all coming to present their rewards to the Lord. And that last kid came was empty-handed. Oh, he's in.
Yeah.
He's in heaven,
yeah.
But with no reward. How are we doing in our faithfulness? R.G. Lee, I was showing Brother Freddie a picture of him a while ago. I went to the Great Bellevue Baptist Church there in Memphis, Tennessee, and they've got a big oil painting of him on the wall, and I took a picture of that. You know why? You know what message made him famous? It was Payday Someday. There's a song our choir used to sing at White Oak. There's going to be a payday. Someday, for those who have been true,
yes, sir.
There's going to be a payday someday, and there will be.
Yes, sir.
And I think it's coming soon.
Yes,
I don't think it's that far away.
Amen.
There's a part of that judgment seat of Christ I'm really excited about. There's areas in my life that I like Paul, I can say I know I've done well with.
Yes.
But there's other areas that I'm saying, whew, well, I'm dreading that. As sure as I'm standing here, he gave it to me, and I ain't done a thing with it. It's buried in a napkin somewhere. I hadn't lost it. I still got it. The gift's still there. It still has the same value it did when he gave it. But I just ain't done nothing with it. Well, I want a good payday. You know when you
Y'all can stand to your feet. Brother Todd, well, you don't even have to come. We're just all going to come to the altar and pray anyway. You know when you work overtime at work and you work those long hours, you put in maybe 10 or 12 hours overtime. Hey, I got to take up that love offering. And come Friday, you're opening that check in anticipation. Because now the hard work is going to pay off. If it wasn't for the IRS. Now it's going to pay off. All that I've done, there's going to be some extra over here at the end. My boy, for everything we put in and stay faithful to the Lord, there'll be some extra put in over there. Amen?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Faithfulness. I want to be found faithful. Amen? Thank you for being in church tonight. Oh, I got to take up that offering. Me and y'all come. I almost forgot it, and you just told me. Brother Todd, would you play while they take up the offering? Now listen, this is for gas money for the kids. We probably need, what did you think, Brother Freddie, 150? Somewhere in that neighborhood? Something like that. So, pull out them rusty ones, brother. Let's be a blessing to them kids, all right? Amen.